Welcome to the NewsRamp Legal Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Wednesday morning, September 10th, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of legal news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline.
ADAP Advocacy supports 340B rebate model. ADAP Advocacy has urged the Health Resources and Services Administration to modify its proposed 340B rebate pilot project, calling it deeply flawed and potentially contrary to the Administrative Procedure Act. The organization fully endorses the implementation of a rebate model for all covered entities under the 340B drug pricing program, especially hospitals. ADAP CEO Brandon M. Maxatta stated that state AIDS drug assistance programs have already demonstrated the success of retrospective rebates without causing delays or administrative burdens. ADAP Advocacy's 340B map shows a concerning pattern of hospitals growing their 340B programs while reducing charity care commitments. The organization emphasizes the effectiveness of a rebate model, citing the significant growth in funding for HIV/AIDS programs through 340B rebates. To learn more about ADAP Advocacy and their efforts to improve access to care for persons living with HIV/AIDS, visit adapadvocacy.org.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Legal Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.